this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomba the Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your stupid pet humans until they leave the room before you listen, because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, gorillas, aardvarks, or other mammals. Parrots, chickadees, Canada geese, other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, snails, or disgusting, revolting geckos. Which, you know, is to say all geckos. Or rather, no geckos are allowed to listen to my podcast. They all gone now. Geckos and aardvarks and humans, all the vermin. They all gone. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomba the Destroyer show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo, the acclaimed. You probably, you're supposed to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer, but if not, loser. Well, I guess you can catch yourself up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com. Anyway, so, the weather's been almost nice lately. Sunny, not super warm. Certainly not the hot, steamy weather we all know and love from back home, but at least it wasn't cold, or, well, it's been pissing rain some days. But there's been sun, too. You know, as far as Vancouver goes, it's not as bad as usually expected. You know, provided one stayed out of the shade and it wasn't too windy, that is, then, you know, the radiation from the sun could do its wonders. Anywho, I took it upon myself to run around the neighborhood reestablishing my claims as the local deity. So, let's see here. I popped by the neighborhood gay couple, Dave and Bob, to remind them that they have offended Iguana by their decision a couple years back when they took out their backyard garden where Iggy used to go foraging for snacks, and they replaced it with a swimming pool and a hot tub. They don't grow nothing now except I think they got one pot of stupid tomatoes and some basil and other stupid herbs. Which pisses me off, because they used to have an entire row of strawberries Iggy liked to harvest every June. Anywho, Bob wasn't home, but Dave was, and as usual he was kind of, but not really, apologetic about the whole garden thing. Apparently I'm welcome to come use the pool and hot tub as I see fit, but as I told Dave, Iggy doesn't really like swimming as a general rule. Iggy likes eating the neighbor's strawberries. And kale. And zucchini leaves. You know, good stuff. That stupid swimming pool stuff. Anyway, and I pointed out that they put grass landscaping around the pool. They could dig that up and replace it with strawberries if they really wanted to show some neighborly goodwill. But as usual, Dave deferred to Bob. Well, Bob's the one who makes all the decisions. But Bob never seems to be home when I come calling, and none of my requests ever get done, even after he does get home. So I don't know if Dave doesn't tell him or Bob just ain't having any sort of cooperation spirit. But screw him. Screw them both. Anyway, so then I popped by Mrs. Churchman's house. Well, she was busy homeschooling their kids. I don't know how many she has, 172 or something. Anyway, I confirmed with her that she is still doing the organic gardening thing. I conveniently forgot to mention to her that the reason I was asking, because I once again plan to eat her prize roses the day before the gardening club comes to inspect them for whatever competition thingy they do in the neighborhood, and I don't want no icky mouth from any Roundup. Now, Grant, sometimes Mrs. Churchman gets lucky, because, you know, sometimes the gardening club puts the wrong dates on their website, so I screw it up and I don't eat her roses till after the club judges come and inspect them. But this year I got my network of spies to rely on, not just Google. So I'm going to get the answer right. Anywho, I also told her I was by Dave and Bob's place, and she started ranting about sin and Sodom and Gomorrah. And I asked her, did God strike down all creatures, or did he simply kill off the humans in Sodom and Gomorrah? She didn't catch my drift. But based on the ranting, I'm guessing that if God does do a redo in our neighborhood, Iggy's gonna be just fine. But there will be far fewer human neighbors around to annoy Iguana. Pretty sure this means I get to annex their yards and hire Mexican dudes to turn the yards into Iggy's dream all-you-can-eat berry farm. So I told Mrs. Churchman I hope God gets busy this year and I fully support his wrath. Which kind of surprised her because, you know, she thinks I'm a demon sent from hell to torment her, but, you know, it keeps her on her toes. I didn't tell her that I'm not so sure that she'll avoid getting zapped by God's wrath. I mean, she is in a traditional marriage and whatnot, but based on the number of bratty kids she has, clearly there's a lot of fornication going on in the Churchman residence. Anywho, I have Mrs. Churchman down for 37 strawberry plants. Now, she thinks she's going to make it a whole bunch of strawberry jam this year. She's got another think coming, because you see, Iggy's going to eat all her berries and not leave her enough for jam making, but I figured I should probably keep those details to myself. Anyway, next up was Mr. Heidel. He's the weird new guy with the BMW I keep trying to get Georgie to snuggle up with. Mrs. Churchman thinks he's either Satan incarnate or a drug dealer, or maybe Satan's a drug dealer. I don't know. I wasn't really listening to her blathering. But as Iggy likes to tell Georgie, drug dealers need bimbo girlfriends too, you know. And what's not to like about an entrepreneur? Or at least that's what I told her the last time I tried to set her up with a drug dealer we met on the SkyTrain station downtown when we went to visit her cousin Molly. See, dude came up and he asked if we wanted to buy any smack. I said to Georgie, I think he's hitting on you, Georgie. Georgie just kept walking. She wouldn't talk to him because she stuck up or something. And I pointed out to her, this is why she's still single at 36. She's too goddamn picky. Besides, I thought female monkeys wanted a dude monkey who can protect them. Well, ain't a street-level smack dealer got to protect his turf from other dealers? Seems to me that's good, solid experience. Transferable skills, you know. Because the dude whose job requires him to bust some bones if people don't pay him and also to run other dealers off of his territory, he's more than qualified to keep the Jehovah's Witnesses off your lawn on a Saturday morning. He also probably has an Uzi. Which, you know, that's the kind of feminine protection a girl monkey really needs when wandering around in the city. But no, he's not good enough for Ms. Georgie the snob. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, Mrs. Churchman. Mrs. Churchman thinks Mr. Heidel's an entrepreneur, just like that smack dude at the SkyTrain station. But really, nobody actually knows what he does, actually. All Iguana knows is he's never seen in the daytime. He usually emerges around 7 p.m. You see him get in his car and drive away. And then around 4 or 5 a.m. Iguana gets woken up by the sound of a car door slam and then a house door slam. He also seems to make very good use of a cross-cut paper shredder, so Iggy hasn't been able to find out much about him based on garbage and recycling. And it seems that he's one of them online billing types because he never gets a whole lot of mail. Also problematic. He has, like, a narrow mail slot in his door. Iggy can't fit through to get at his mail and find out. It would be much easier to snoop through his mail if he had an actual mailbox, you know, stuck to the side of the house. That's how Iggy found out Dave and Bob like going on the swingers' gay cruises in the Bahamas, you know, because they have a big fat mailbox that's very iguana-friendly for rifling through. I also found some test results. Seems Dave has the herpes. Now, I tried to use that as a blackmail bait to get him to agree to fill in the pool and go back to gardening, but apparently Bob knows and doesn't care, so, yeah, so much for that plan. Anyway, Mr. Heidel. He wasn't answering his doorbell, and Iggy couldn't find any unlocked windows to gain access with. However, I did do a yard inspection, and I noticed he doesn't have a garden. He just has grass, which is stupid, but his yard does have two cherry trees. So assuming they're the good type of cherry trees, you know, that actually give you cherries and not just stupid puffball pink blossoms, if they're the good type of cherry trees, Iggy shall be well gorged on cherries this summer between his trees and Georgie's trees. I also noted a new giant gas barbecue on his deck. In theory, this means I should be able to catch him outside grilling his supper at some point, and then I can interrogate him as to his activities and whether or not he's willing to date Georgie. In the meantime, I left a note on his door suggesting that he might want to tear up his backyard grass and replace it with a garden, and I gave him some ideas of things to plant, like, you know, berries and... Well, mostly I told him to plant berries. Anyway, Yeah. All that running around the neighborhood has Iggy all worn out. I gotta nap up. Got a long afternoon of interrogating Georgie and pestering her to go flirt with Mr. Heidel later. After all, he's got a new gas barbecue. Clearly he's making some money somewhere. Anyway, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zumble the Destroyer. Or, of course, as I always say, if your retarded pet monkey snoops your iTunes, when you're done punishing them severely for their impudence, go to my website, ZommelTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever, download, etc., etc. Just make sure the monkeys don't listen. Anyways, talk at you eggs next week. Bye.